The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C.
Bumper music, dear. Bumper music. There it is. We'll get it. 800-313-9443. Tell you what, if you ain't calling in, I'm leaving. You think I'm kidding? Try me.
Corporate media dominates the American economy. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans anywhere that they live in a real land. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth, government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems, too.
I have.
And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a healing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartabite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartabite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel.
If you're ready, I'm willing and able. I'm gonna lay my cards out on the table. Right now, rules are made, are meant for breaking. What you get ain't always what you see. But satisfaction is guaranteed. But what you give is always what you need. If you want me to lay my hands on you,
we're going to have too much fun coming into the new year. All nuts. Just when I almost made a getaway, Elvis was going to leave the building. Damn it. They called.
Folks, it's been a wonderful year, hasn't it? It's been a hair-pulling, molar-grinding, gut-wrenching, pocket-emptying year, hasn't it? Well, I've got this funny feeling that things are going to turn around in 2010. We've been halfway to hell. It's time now to get in on Stairway to Heaven. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Hello.
It's my theory that we're actually governed by the United Nations now. And all our elections seem to be just a cruel joke on us.
Well, it's to give the illusion that people are involved. And that's why we saw so many people that weren't voting, that weren't registered. Of course, we know what happens when you register. You've got to declare yourself to be a citizen of the United States. That lends more power to the creatures, the centralizers in Washington, D.C. And aside from those people that don't know that fact, they just gave up because they figured, what's the use? You know, we vote a Democrat in. We didn't like that guy. We vote a Republican in. Well, this guy is no better than a Democrat. And they just gave up. They gave up. It wasn't that they weren't interested, I don't believe, in their own lives and their own well-being and their own wealth and their own status as being a sovereign in this country, a free man. It's just that they gave up because here was one from column A and here from column B, and we'll take your pick. Congratulations. It's all one flung soup. It's the same stuff.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
Well, I didn't.
I'm serious.
Well, Richard, do you think I'm joking? Because I do it with a little bit of humor. You think I'm not serious? Come on, man. You've been listening to this program long enough.
Yeah.
You know better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm serious. And if I weren't, I wouldn't be firing up the elected representative network. I'm in for, look, in for a pound, in for a penny. I'm Ooh. In this thing up to my eyeballs, and I ain't going to quit until we get this damn country back. I might have to live two lifetimes to do it. But you know what? We need a lot of help from the good people out there that the preamble says that this government is supposed to be comprised of. We the people. And once we start taking that responsibility of what goes on in this country is our own personal responsibility, duty, and obligation to our country, to our fellow man, unless people get that drilled into their stupid little numbskulled, emptied-out noggins, we're not going to get anywhere. Now, does it sound like I'm kidding?
Well, no, you don't. You're not kidding.
No, I'm not. And I did not take you lightly, Richard, because every time you call into this program, you have something salient to contribute. You always ask intelligent questions. I can tell you're one of these people that is more than concerned. You're consumed with all the evil and all the bad stuff that's going on in this country. I don't take you lightly at all. I don't take anybody lightly that calls into this network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, consider this. Where is anybody we can vote for or against who can reinstate a wrongly disbarred good attorney?
The mechanism ain't there right now, but it
okay.
will be.
Where is any legislative body that can repeal or change a rule of court?
There isn't one, but there will be.
Well,
look. The reason why you're having the problem that you're having right now, let's just take the court system for a fine example, and that's because we've had the Administrative Procedures Act done.
Yeah.
And this is where they flipped all little courts and got us into the courts of contract, or some call it maritime, other people call it the on and high seas piracy that's been going on. It's because our form of government has been flipped, and that's one of the ways in which they did it. There has been many aspects how they've chipped away at the Constitutional Republic. You're aware of that, and so am I. One of the major things that has to be done in this country, and by the way, I just rattled my memory cage here, There's actually a bill in the Georgia state legislature right now to deal in gold and silver at their state banks. And if the Fed wants any banks in the state of Georgia, congratulations, you're going to have to start redeeming or retiring debt with gold and silver, not at face value on the coin, at current market condition. Now, that sounds to me like, Richard, there's some serious people out there that see the folderol of having this criminal cabal called the Federal Reserve operating in this country, that you have to look and have to listen to people like Tim Geithner or Ben Shalom Bernanke. People have woken up. The only problem we've had so far, we've not had people come forward with a solution. But that is starting to happen. I hold great promise. And I'll tell you what, I was getting pretty doggone depressed. Just ask my wife. You know, I'd go into, maybe you didn't notice it on air, but I was going into some mighty fine spiraling funks, if you will. I was just a churn and burn of earning, depression. And I got tired of it. Things are going to be different, my friend, in 2010. Trust me. Richard, thanks for your call.
Good night.
Good night. One of the guys that kept me from escaping the building. Rodney in Illinois. Hello, Rodney.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hey, about your new network.
Yes.
I had the pleasure once after one of Jim Guest's speaking engagements on the Real ID,
uh-huh.
to have dinner with Louise
uh-huh.
and Jim and Tom, and I can verify that what you said about her is correct, and I'm awful glad she's on our side.
Well, I'm telling you, I made the comparison. One of Michael Vick's best fighting dogs would be scared to death to bite this woman. She is amazing, is she not?
She is, and she's quite a. We left politics, and we were talking about archaeology and all kinds of neat stuff. And I hope to have the pleasure again sometime.
Oh, you will. As a matter of fact, glad you mentioned that, Rodney. We have, and let me dial up my schedule here real quick. We have a schedule change here. Coming up on the network, I am now allowed to let this out of the bag. On Sundays, Jim Guest has a program at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. And Mark Dankoff, he's got a lot on his plate. He's got ailing people in his family. He's going back to school. He's trying to revitalize a Lutheran church down there in San Antonio. He'll be leaving the airwaves in a couple of weeks. Rodney, do you want to take a guess at who's taking that two-hour slot from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings? Just take a wild guess.
That firebrand Louise.
You got it, brother.
Hey, well, I look forward to that.
Well, you're gonna have 3 hours of unabashed, I don't want to call it politics because it ain't politics. These are the people that know what the heck's going on, and these are the people that heretofore did not have a voice. Well, they're going to have one now. And they,
hey, I had the pleasure of hearing your broadcast over the satellite feed. I got one of Rick's satellites, and I got about a two-second delay, and gives me about just enough time to turn the volume down and pick my phone back up. How am I going to be able to pick up this new network? Am I going to have to get another dish if I want to rebroadcast?
No. No, as a matter of fact, the only thing that you're going to need is that very dish that you have. It'll be on the same satellite, just a little different transponder, and the outfit that you have will pick it up quite nicely.
Okay.
Yeah, the network is going to mirror what we have on RBN. ERN is going to have satellite. It will have live streaming. It will have archiving. It will have live calls. It'll have all of what RBN has. Only this time, without moderation or talk show host, we're going to let the statesmen, and I underscore statesmen, have the floor to have their own town hall meetings every single week. Hang on a second, Rodney. There's something else I wanted to bring up here. John, Lark, Tom, Steve, and others, don't go away. We'll be right back.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. There's a man with a gun over there shooting Jim Dunsing. Help! Call the police! Oh, that's right. It was a cop that shot him. If you missed the first hour, every once in a while I like to have fun on this program. Getting shot by a cop is not a funny thing, but I'll tell you what, those are three slugs that are going to probably ride this guy into history in this country, and he ain't going to quit. At any rate, Rodney, the question I wanted to ask you is, why didn't you buy your satellite from us?
You call Rick Satellite.
Yeah.
I give him any number of three outlets, and they say, "Oh, well, we'll give it to Joyce." And I just didn't really argue with him.
Give what to Joyce?
Give her the credit.
Well, yeah, but Joyce is not on this network.
No, she's not.
That's right. I
get around, and I'm broadcasting yours right now. So for what that's worth,
Rodney, I appreciate it very. You're up there in Illinois, right? How long have you been micro broadcasting?
Not very long.
Okay.
I kind of got turned on to it by a friend named Tom, and I was doing some looking around. I couldn't quite bite the bullet for a $2,000 transmitter, and I found, lo and behold, basically a $225 20 water.
Well, I'll be darned.
And I upgraded from the antenna that they offered with it, which was turned out to be a Chinese knockoff of a Comet. And I just put that up the other day and took a trip into town. I live about 6 miles out of town. And I was getting about 80% quality signal that far away. It was a little bit scratchy.
Not bad.
But I've got a Dominator in a box. I haven't put it together yet. I told you I was going to do some homework.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get done playing around with this Comet and tuning it up a little bit, I want to put that Dominator on there and see what that does. And then we'll see where that goes.
Well, let you in on a little secret here. I have a Dominator that I have on the roof of my house right now. That thing caused me so many problems. What I'm going to do is use a broadband antenna. The Dominator you're talking about is tune-specific. Unless you know what you're doing, you may blow up what equipment you have. Trust me, even with an engineer here, we managed to blow up two amplifiers, and it cost me, we did that twice. We blew the exciter and also the amplifier, and it cost me $3,000 to have it repaired twice. The guy that did the repair on it, he said, do yourself a favor, because temperature changes, everything else will affect that Dominator. And to the point where you'll get the power returned back down and you'll start frying stuff. So just be careful with that, okay?
Well, I'll do that. Yeah, even at only 20 watts without an amplifier, I could tell you some stories about when I first hooked this thing up in the attic. It was, to make it quick, it was starting to turn on electronic appliances on and off down below. Where my office is at.
What city are you close to?
I'm about 50 miles south of St. Louis on the Illinois side of the river.
Okay, but your largest population grouping closest to you?
Well, if you want to talk in the size of cities like St. Louis, that's it.
Okay, but you're not reaching. The point that I'm the thing I'm going after here, Rodney, is who are you broadcasting to right now?
Myself.
Okay, well, all right. Is there not a town close to you? You said you were going into town. You had 80% power.
Okay, well, yeah, it's a little 5,000 population town with a prison that has its claim to fame.
Really? I wonder if they can get the show in prison.
Well, I'm working on it.
Okay. Well, give me an updated progress report. We're not going to give up to the people that have been jailed for nonviolent crimes and drug crimes that are locked up in jail right now. So boost up the power. We'll be talking to them. We'll get them a new life. They'll have a new lease on life and a new attitude once they get out of jail. Hey, Rodney, continued success up there. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Bye.
All righty. Yeah, I'm getting ready to fire up, and, Anthony, if you're listening to the program today, but how would you be, because it's not on radio, I'm going to have to call in some professionals to put a new antenna up. This little puppy is going to be about 100 feet in the air and be pumping out a little over 2,000 watts. That's my idea of a low power. FCC, hey. Appreciate you out there wrangling and licensing and doing all that other stuff with the fine people, and we promise not to step on anybody's license frequency. We're in a state of emergency in this country, and by God, we're going to get the truth out there. Because you know what? Funny, I thought I saw this someplace else. Oh, that's right, because you can handle the truth. John in Florida. Hello, John.
Yes, John. I missed the first hour, and then I heard you were going to leave the room like Elvis. So that's why I called in.
Hang on a second. You probably can't hear that bumper, but I've got to duck out of here for a break. We'll be right back in three.
All right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
John in Florida, mission accomplished. You kept me from leaving the studio.
yeah. Anyway, I'm hoping 2010 is going to be better because this has been the worst year I've ever had financially, work-wise. There's just nothing. I'm hoping that it's going to be better next year, but if it wasn't for the unemployment, I'd be in the streets.
Well, and don't worry, they're working on taking some of the TARP funds to extend your unemployment benefits, but you know what? They're wrapping that up with a big red bow, but they're not telling you what comes after the unemployment benefits run out. Nothing.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So I'm not going to hope that 2010 is going to be a better year. I'm going to get in there and make it a better year. And I don't think, John, a lot of people understand me. I want them to be participatory. Whether they're listening to a program and they figure, I don't have anything to say, I don't have anything to contribute, I'll let somebody else call in. Boy, that just drives me up a wall. I mean, if there's one thing on this planet that steams me off more is non-participatory people. And I'm trying to train them to be participatory. You know, this is something you're going to have to be next year, folks. You know, let's quit grousing and bitching about the problem. We all know what the problems are. Let's start hammering the solutions.
You know, part of the problem is people like this Senator Whitehouse. Now, is there any way that the people can put him on trial for treason or something?
Soon enough, my friend. Look, you're going to see, I'm going to tell you what you're going to see next year, and it's already starting to happen, is a lot of these guys are not seeking re-election. They're bailing out. They're getting out. Because I'm telling you, John, this is just not a feel-good story. These people in Washington, D.C. are scared. They see what's happening across the country, and they're trying their damnedest to, how should I say, placate their masters, and they're doing their bidding to their own peril. And they're fully aware of this. So let them keep doing it. I mean, how insane is this that Harry Reid is going to have the vote for the health care, the Obamacare, the abomination idea of socialized medicine, that they want to do this on Christmas Eve?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how? This is almost satanic.
It is. Another thing, and this is kind of off point, but a friend of mine, his wife, the company, they bought one of these really expensive motorhomes, and the ones that took it across the country. It was legal in Tennessee. It was legal in California. But in New Mexico, they almost lost it. They almost got it confiscated for not having a DOT sticker, not having this, not having that.
Yeah.
That's criminality right there in the state governments.
Yeah, well, and what we have is a lot of governors, you know, what just happened here with the health care in order to garner the votes to pass the Senate? Oh, federal government's just handing out millions and millions and millions of dollars to get the votes. Now, that's politics today. Offer enough money. Hell, these people would sell their own mother into slavery or into the local brothel. That's how ethically and morally anchored these people are.
But I mean, but like that last story just said, it's almost scary to drive across the country where you might, if you go into one state, like when I was, if you go through Illinois, you're not a citizen if you have if you believe in the Second Amendment, you know, and if you happen to be going to that state, you're breaking the law.
Yeah, well, just take a look at what happened there was it Missouri? Yeah, the make report, if you had a bumper sticker on your car.
Mm-hmm, I know about that, yeah.
Yeah, that you might be a terrorist. Oh, my God. This, people have, and they've not expressed this, even mainstream America out there that is still plugged into Sean Hannity, they feel, they understand kind of, sort of, they can't quite to put their finger on the frustration, but all of this has been welling up. And it's making them angry, it's making them depressed and sad and all those other little emotional whirlpools. But underneath that all, they need to be woke up and explained to them, and we'll do a simple second grade level reading understanding of what it is to be an American and what the true law of the land is, and it's called the Constitution. Now, I had many people, John, explain to me that, well, the founders were a bunch of scoundrels. They purposely did things, and I'm not buying that for a minute, because my argument against that one was simply this. If you're setting up a fiefdom, you will be rewarded if you do the dastardly deeds. What happened to the signers of the Declaration of Independence? How many of them ended up dead or in prison or wiped out financially? If I was in on the fix starting up a country, boy, the payoff wasn't very good. The retirement benefits sucked.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not buying into this. And the people that are pushing this right now, am I saying the Constitution's perfect? No. It needs to be reinforced. I mean, reinforced, not just at federal end, at the state end. And that is doable, because who is the government? We, the people, that have the understanding of what a constitution is, what fair and equal justice under the law really is. I'm telling you, John, I'm juiced. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got great hopes and great aspirations for 2010, because it's our turn now to climb into the ring and take our best shots.
It seems like the biggest criminals get into government.
Well, the pay's good, and the retirement is outstanding, isn't it?
I mean, they are. They're a criminal.
Exactly.
Anyway,
right.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, John, hang in there. Thanks for your call.
All right, thank you.
All right. Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark. Hello, Lark. Going once for Lark, twice for Lark. Refresh again. You know, when you pound on that window, it comes over my microphone. You know, just wave your hands or something. Okay, I still got John in Florida and Lark in Texas. What did you want me to do? Number six. Well, whatever that is. All right, who are you and where are you calling from? Somebody, speak to me. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Jasper.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad.
Had a nice time with you guys last night.
Okay, appreciate that.
I wanted to know if you ever went and looked up The Duelists, that movie.
The Duelist. That was with...
Harvey Keitel?
You know what? I didn't, but I've got Netflix, and I'll watch it tonight.
Weren't you yelling about bringing back Duels a few weeks ago?
Absolutely.
Well, you're going to love this movie then. I guarantee it. Anyway, I wanted to direct people's attention to a YouTube channel that I'm in total awe of, which is Checkpoint USA. Have you seen this person's work?
No, I have not, and I'm going to dial it up as we speak.
Well, he has been a resident of a border state where apparently there have been so many illegal border checkpoints, that is, checkpoints that are not on the border, where American border security is randomly stopping people and subjecting them to interrogation and searches and intimidation of all sorts.
And what's the website again?
Oh, it's a YouTube channel, so you have to do a search for it.
Okay.
And it's Checkpoint USA.
All right.
And this fellow is just one of the bravest people that I can have the pleasure of witnessing, because he records everything he does, every encounter that he has at a checkpoint. He gets like three cameras going in his car to protect himself and to document what he's doing.
Okay, I'm actually at the website, checkpointusa.org.
Oh, yeah, he's got a website, too. I forgot.
All right. Well, I appreciate that very much.
Well, and I just wanted to say that, that he's just an example, as you are, of so many choices that we have out there of inspiring people and programs and organizations to just listen to. I mean, if you are wondering what to do and you manage to take those first steps, and of course we all know, but sometimes forget, that it's those first steps that are hard. I don't like public speaking at all, so I'm not enjoying calling in right now, but I know I will enjoy it more and more until feels natural.
Well, and I'm getting you ready, Jasper, because you're going to be out there walking and talking and trying to get this country back. So this is kind of your training ground.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing, but I've been trying to just talk to people, and today James Corbett wrote me back and maybe wants me to help him out with something. So
there you go.
I wasn't looking for that, and there it is. And I really admire him. So I just encourage people to keep. Just do anything you're capable of, and you'll be doing great service, because, the world needs ditch diggers, too, of course, and all that.
Well, and Jasper, don't sell yourself short, because I was just a salesman for a company years ago, and one individual kept sidling up next to me and giving me information and printed stuff, and he talked to me in a whisper, and, I'd promptly turn around and walk into my office, and whatever he gave me, I'd just round file it. And don't worry, from small beginnings, that first step, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, if it wouldn't have been for that guy waking me up, you and I would not be having this conversation on Republic Broadcasting Network right now.
And I would not have just dropped the radio on my head a couple minutes ago. What do you think that means, huh? I did. My head's bleeding right now. I got to go to the bathroom.
All right, well, go patch yourself up. Take a breath, have a shot, do whatever you got to do, and keep on, brother.
You too, brother.
All right. Thanks, Jasper. All right. Oh, boy. Who will govern the governors? There is only one force in the nation that can be depended upon to keep the government pure and the government honest, and that is the people themselves. They alone, if well informed, are capable of preventing the corruption of power and of restoring the nation to its rightful course if it should go astray. They alone are the safest depository of the ultimate powers of government. Tell you what I'm going to do today. I'm going to make somebody's Christmas. The first person that calls in to tell me who that quote is by gets a Lakota silver, because that's all I got. I'm out of the Jacksons. All I got is Lakotas. So the first person that calls in to tell me who that quote is by gets a round of silver. Gary in North Carolina. Hello, Gary.
Yes, I'm sorry I wasn't listening to the quote.
Well, you lose.
I missed it.
That's okay.
But your show is all about the truth from that standpoint, and sometimes it'll rip your heart out. Whether this is true or it isn't true, I don't know, but I bought some of your crazy horse rounds, and I don't know why I picked those, but I never have had second thoughts about it one way or the other, and I've shied away from your Andrew Jackson rounds, and I'll tell you why.
Because he was a Mason?
Well, that was maybe part of it,
yeah.
But he supervised them. And if this is or is not true, maybe somebody can verify or disprove it or whatever. But he supposedly supervised the mutilation of 800 or more Creek Indian corpses, the bottom of men, women, children, and his troops had massacred, cutting off their noses to count and preserve a record of the dead, slicing long strips of flesh from their bodies to tan and turn them into bridle reins. Now, this was supposedly in the book, and I hadn't been able to find it yet, but I'll run it down, by historian Ward Churchill, A Little Matter of Genocide, Holocaust, and Denial in the Americas. Now, he has a book, ISBN number of 0-87286-323-9.
And it was probably ghostwritten by Mr. Hamilton.
I don't know.
It was the thing that, the white man was scalping Indians. Well, actually, where the white man learned it from was from the Indian. So, you know, I understand your point. Appreciate your call. Thanks, Gary.
Well, thank you.
All right. Yeah, the first the first struck coin in the Andrew Jackson of gold, the 1 ounce round, is they didn't have the reverse to the coin, and they actually struck it with a Lakota. Okay, I'll do that. It's a two-headed coin. But I understand what you're saying, but I also know that Andrew Jackson, well, there was one thing that he did, and keep this in mind, as he chased the National Bank around, and that's what Alexander Hamilton wanted. And if it wouldn't have been for Jackson, we would have had a National Bank long before it happened in this country. There was that little thing down in, where was it? Was it Louisiana? Something to do with the French down there? I think Jackson was involved in that one. Is there more plus side than minus on Andrew Jackson? I would say. By the way, I love his quote, "By eternal God, I will rout the vipers out." All right, let's go back to the phones here, and thank you for joining me today. I'm hitting refresh, and there's nothing showing up. Well, refresh it on your side, and it'll refresh on mine. We're breaking in a new board op here. Ron in Pennsylvania. Hello, Ron.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Say hello and say Merry Christmas to Jessica in there, because she feels like she's being picked on.
Well, Merry Christmas to the whole crew.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was going to take you up on your offers at Thomas Jefferson quote.
Oh, gosh, okay.
What? Is I disappointing you?
No, I just didn't want it to go away that quickly. But no, you're...
Oh, right. Well, listen, John, I'll call back later. What do you think of that?
Yeah, call into the next show host and say, hey, I want my Lakota.
you know, whatever way it goes, it's okay. It's worth listening to. Dakota or no Dakota.
There you go. Well, I appreciate it. What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. I just thought I'd quick dial the phone. I've never dialed a phone to call in before to win anything, so I thought, I'd give it a try. And look, a presto changeo, you're right here.
Well, and look at that there. How's that? You'll be able to have a nice little Christmas gift. I don't know if we'll get it there in time for Christmas, but, hey, it'll be around for the new year.
Oh, well, take your time. It's no big deal. By the way, I did get that book, They Own It All.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm all over that thing.
It's a pretty remarkable read, and it's a very easy read. And it was designed by these guys, written for the Class 101 out there that has no clue as to what has happened to this country.
Yeah, I think you and I talked a little bit before. I thought that'd be great to enter in your Sunday school classes where so many people go every Sunday and study money relative to the word. There you go.
There you go. Hey, hang on a second, Ron. I'm going to have the producer take you down, get your address. Congratulations, my friend.
Okay, Johnny.
Okay, thanks. We'll break. We'll come back and close out this Wednesday edition of the National Intel Report. And I hear say, and I got no clue what I'm doing tomorrow, they're going to have me in studio again tomorrow. Why do they keep doing this?
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Yeah, I couldn't get my screen refreshed there, and I said that was Ron in Pennsylvania. He's actually from St. Clair Shores, Michigan, of which I know that territory rather well. I already did it. Yes, I did. God, now they're ganging up on me in here. Let's go back to the phones. Jim in Florida.
Right.
I'm sorry? Jan in what? Jan in California. Why? Mr. Engineer. Why is not my screen in here? My computer's broke. Oh, blame it on me. All right.
Hello.
There we go. Jan in California.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, you know what? It's ironic that that fella called from St. Clair Shores because I grew up in East Detroit at 9 and Gratiot.
You know, when I first went up to Michigan, I overshot on 75, and I'm looking for a street, and I stopped somebody, and I said, where is Gratiot at?
Yeah.
And they looked at me and said, what? You mean Gratiot?
Well, don't feel bad, because I looked for La Jolla just north of San Diego when I first moved to California.
Yeah.
So coming from the land of fruits and nuts, they thought I was nuts. So.
Well, that's a pretty tall order if somebody in California thinks you're nuts.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I heard you on Dave Champion's show this morning. I know that time is of the essence, and I just wanted to thank you for your new vision. And I think that this is going to make a huge difference, because normally the people that are on our side of the fence don't have a platform to voice their vision of what this country should and could be like. And again, you have brought about the necessary change to bring about change.
Well,
so I wanted to thank you for that.
Yeah, and you know what? The more money I have, the more goodwill and money that we have, we're going to be doing some other things as well. I'm going to hold this in abeyance because I have a tendency to jinx stuff by talking about it too early. But there are going to be things in the works here in 2010 that I won't say dwarf RBN or ERN, but it is going to make a major difference in Radioland. And I'll tell you where I'm going with this, Jan. You know, I want the 912ers out there. I want the 9/11 truthers out there. I don't want them myopic on one little subject. I want them engaged to make a change, because I think a lot of people out there are working from the wrong end of the elephant. They're starting at the rear end rather than starting at the trunk and working their way back. And if you notice the quality of the listeners to this program, and I'm not bragging because I'm some kind of brainiac, but these are well thought out, well considered people that really want a change to take place and are more than willing to roll up their sleeves to make it happen. This is the audience that's going to help move this thing forward. And there are millions of truthers out there, 912ers, this, that, and the other. They're being kept in kind of a stasis, a blind stasis. That's all they know, and that's all they care about, while the rest of Rome is burning down around them. We're going to change that.
Well, I think that you're on the right track, because most of the people that were ignorant or chose to be ignorant have been laid off, and TV is free, cable costs. So I think that the more people that I pass a card out to and tell them about your program and enlighten them to freedom to fascism and Dave's show, and I tell them, throw your TV away and just turn this radio on your computer and listen all day, because every one of these guys is great.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Jan. Pulling together, we'll get this thing done. It's just a question not of when, it's how fast. Jan, thanks a lot. Merry Christmas to you.
Likewise.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. Stay tuned. Robbie Noel is going to be up next on the flip side. And we thank Robbie Noel for all of his efforts and endeavors for the network. Stay tuned for him. He'll be up in about 90 seconds. Well, plus the music. See you tomorrow. Introducing the new...